Sarah, what does your daddy do?
My daddy drives big trucks all across the country.
Oh, Timmy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy works for the bank and gets the cow money all day long.
Billy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy waits for the day when the elder gods will rise from the wastes of Morthok and return Cthulhu to his former glory and power. For on the seventh day of the seventh month, at the seventh hour, the seven followers of Abraxas will throw the Chosen into a pit of madness to begin the ritual that will throw this mortal world into darkness for 1,000 years.
And Adam, what does your daddy do?
Stays the f*** away from his daddy, that's for damn sure.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe.
Recommended for mature individuals.
You can't handle the truth!
And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Hey, all you conspiracists, how the heck are you doing? Time to head for that bunker and grab your foil. It's about to get weird around here. Oh, man. Oh, it's been ages since I've podcasted. I guess before I forget, if you missed it in the intro, this podcast is not family safe. So, man, I got to get together here, get my pod legs under me, and get rolling again for a whole new set of podcasts going out. Let's see here. Let's jump right into the strange and mysterious. Turn our eyes to the continent of South America. Now, are there ape creatures living deep in the remote jungles? Now, officially, South America has no apes, but in 1920, when a Swiss geologist named Dr. Francois Deloy was leading an expedition through the rainforest on the border between Venezuela and Colombia, he had a shocking experience. Two strange ape-like creatures stepped out of some bushes in front of his expedition, walking on their hind legs, having no tails, and standing about 5 feet tall. These creatures seemed angry, and they moved closer to the expedition, so they had to open fire and shoot one, causing the other to flee off into the jungle. Now, apparently, they couldn't identify the creature, and it also proved too heavy for them to carry, so they propped the body up on a crate, using a pole to support its chin, and they photographed it. Sometime later, during the expedition, a boat capsized, and many of those photos were lost forever, but at least one very good photo remained. And you can see that through a link I'll put in the show notes right here on Above Top Secret. Now, after returning to Europe, Dr. Loyes published an account of the whole episode in the Illustrated London News in 1929, which included the photo, and it astounded the scientific community. One zoologist, who was convinced that the creature was genuine and a species of South American ape, formally named it. The skeptics, however, would be equally as vocal. Now, many stated since the creature was similar to the smaller spider monkeys, they concluded that's what it was, despite the fact that Loyes claimed it had fewer teeth than any of the spider monkey species. Now, people also claimed he simply hid or cut off the tail for the photo. Now, in today's cryptozoological circles, the photo is often referred to as a fake, because the true scale of the animal can't be calculated. But if it is a fake, then why is it that this creature is so well known by local natives, just the same way that Sasquatch is known by American Indian cultures in North America? The natives of Colombia, Belize, Venezuela, Guyana, Nicaragua, and Peru all have different names for the same creature. In October of 1990, some people undertook an expedition to find the Loyes ape. They went out and interviewed many of the natives who knew of just such a giant monkey. It was said that the creature lived in the mountains and had not been known to attack humans in a long time. During the expedition, almost every interviewee spoke of a large monkey, somewhat thin in stature, with long arms and having reddish fur on his body. Now, there are ape man masks that were carved from stone by a tribe of natives in Costa Rica from a period during 1200 to 1500 AD. And there has also been statues of gorilla-like creatures found amidst various ruined cities around Central and South America. Now, many accounts of ape creatures have also been given from various tribes, such as in Peru, where it's said monkeys the size of chimpanzees live, and it's said that they have short tails and baboon-like faces, and they're very rare and very dangerous. So are there ape men out there yet to be discovered in South America? Well, why is it that the idea of an ape man is just so prevalent in almost every culture of the world? If something's out there, given the vast unexplored lands of South America, it's entirely possible that one day it'll be found. After all, just look at the deer species that was recently found on a small island in Indonesia. That deer lived in a dense forest that was just a few miles in size, and it had never been seen before by the people living on the island. Is it possible that mankind itself is having some type of genetic memory from our past? Maybe something to do with our evolution? Or even our more recent theories of a coexistence and possible struggle to survive against Neanderthal man? One day, I hope we find out that truth. And I guess, speaking of truth, it's time for a political interlude. Yeah, that political realm keeps heating up, and even the amigos are not safe from speaking out on the current state of affairs. According to a new book just put out, when did it come out? Today, I think. I'm not sure. But Bob Woodward, who's a Washington Post reporter and author, talks about the current White House administration, and he says that it's beset by dysfunction and division over the war in Iraq. Now, rather than get into all the specifics of the book, which you can certainly go out and read for yourself, I thought I'd just play an audio representation of it for your enjoyment.
You said I was tired of swatting at flies. And then two flies knocked down the Twin Towers, and a lot of people died. So I thought I'd make that the cornerstone of my campaign. Bring my friends to New York and have them say 9/11 again and again and again.
What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking?
I had other priorities than going to Nam. Like hanging out, doing blow, going AWOL, and hitting the bong. You know, back then I just didn't feel like going to war. That's what suckers like John Kerry are for.
What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking?
Oh, hi, Father. Where are you? Oh, tell me, is this what Jesus do? I just don't feel like we should be changing horses in midstream. Even if the horse is on fire and the stream is made of gasoline, I feel the country's much safer with him. Now that we're finally alone in the world, we can win.
What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker? What the fuck are you thinking? What the fuck, motherfucker?
was Jim's Big Ego, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com, and I'll have links in the show notes so you can check that out. And don't forget that parts of this show are sponsored by the Above Top Secret Gear Store. In fact, that part that was like 2 minutes, 40 seconds into the show, well, that was all they could afford. But anyways, click the link, get yourself a t-shirt, and you're going to look fabulous.
Blog of the Week.
Yeah, We Come in Peace did an amazing post recently using a 9/11 comic book as a reference for a parody that he did. Now, that single entry has gotten tons of traffic, and I've seen more comments posted there than almost any other blog entry to date. So whatever you do, run, don't walk, over to his blog and check that out. And don't forget to stop by my blog, Wizard Words, when you're done, and just say hello. Yeah, I know. Shameless self-promotion is not dead. So, let's get on with our journey. Travel eastward over to the Indian Ocean for Lemuria. Is it a lost continent of advanced people like Atlantis? Or is it a hidden homeland of reptilians? Well, Lemuria is actually the name of a lost land reportedly located in the Indian or Pacific Ocean. Now, its origins come from the 1860s, when many zoologists were trying to explain the disjointed distribution of prosimians, most notably lemurs. Now, the idea was favored at the time was that Madagascar and India must have been connected by a landmass that sunk, leaving prosimians stranded on Madagascar and a few other smaller islands around the area. Now, fossils of lemurs had been found in both locations, India and Madagascar, but none in Africa or the Middle East. As Lemuria gained some acceptance within the scientific community, it began to appear in other works from other scholars. Now, Ernest Haeckel, a German Darwinian taxonomist, proposed that Lemuria was an explanation for the absence of missing link fossil records. Now, he claimed the fossil record couldn't be found because it had sunk beneath the sea. The idea of Lemuria entered the world of the occult thanks to one Madame Blavatsky, who claimed in the 1880s to have been in psychic contact with ethereal beings who revealed to her the true history of humanity. Now, according to her, Lemurians were the third of seven root races to inhabit the Earth. Modern-day humans are the fifth one. The Lemurians were ape-like brutes, and they had three eyes and hermaphrodite egg-laying abilities. Now, after other mammals were created, Blavatsky revealed that some Lemurians turned into bestiality. The gods then sunk Lemuria into the ocean, and they create a fourth race with higher intellect to inhabit the island of Atlantis. And the years that followed, there were stories and cults, and many were established regarding the belief that a Lemurian race still existed on Earth in various hidden locations. One of those was actually reported to be underground under Mount Shasta in California. Even some reptilian conspiracy theories, Lemuria, or as it's sometimes called, Mu, is supposedly the homeland for dragons and Nagas. Now, in 1888, Blavatsky wrote a book called The Secret Doctrine, where she wrote about dragon men that had an advanced civilization on the Lemurian continent. Now, she put the rampant use of black magic brought about their demise from the gods who eventually sunk the island. So what has modern science learned about Lemuria? Well, over time, we've learned a solid understanding of plate tectonics, which makes the sunken continent of Lemuria superfluous. We now know that Africa and India had once been in direct contact with each other, which explains prosimian distribution as the continents drifted apart. In the end, there's really no evidence of a lost continent such as Lemuria, but the idea is so burned in our consciousness that people keep right on searching and right on believing, and they keep hoping one day they're going to find the truth. And as we all know, truth is exactly why we're at Above Top Secret.
Not all of us can say what bullshit is made of, but we know it when we smell it. There are many shades of gray, but any of us know when we're being left in the dark. That's why it's time to call a lie a lie. If facts were faces, they'd be staring at us eye to eye. Support the truth, support the truth. It's your fundamental duty. Speak the truth, seek the truth, like you would life or beauty. Support the truth, support the truth, support the truth. Same lame explanations. The weatherman keeps talking about sunny days while we're soaking in the rain. And the news has no analysis. It's not hard to understand. When one side says a man ate a sandwich, and the other says the sandwich ate the man. That's why it's time for everyone to rise. Pick up some soap and water and to scrub away the lies. Support the truth, support the truth. It's your fundamental duty. Speak the truth, see the truth, like you would life for beauty. Support the truth, support the truth, support the truth.
Once again, Jim's Big Ego from the PodSafe Music Network. And as I said before, there will be a link in the show notes for that. You know, I wanted to talk about a cryptozoological mystery that I've never seen on Above Top Secret. Cats with wings. Yes, you heard me. Google it. I'm serious. Cats with wings. See, in 1975... the Manchester Evening News published a photo of a cat that lived in a builder's yard for several years, and this cat had a pair of long, fluffy wings projecting from its back. Now, according to the men that worked there, the cat could even raise them up by himself. Now, apparently this oddity is not unique, which is why I wanted to talk about it. I guess many similar animals have been recorded in the UK and even a few elsewhere in the world. So you might think it's the next evolutionary step for cats so that they can hunt birds with even better skills of camouflaging themselves like a bird or actually flying to get a bird. But from what I found, apparently this is a known disease called feline cutaneous apnea, or FCA. And this disease, identified in the early 90s, causes the skin on a cat to be abnormally elastic, particularly on the shoulders, the back, and the haunches. And eventually, these areas can stretch into long protrusions, looking pretty wing-like. So not only are they covered in fur, but these protrusions also, if there's enough muscle mass inside, the cat can even move them. They also can be removed without the cat even really bleeding, I guess, which explains reports of them molting their wings, similar to what a bird would molt off its feathers. So in the end, if you run across some kind of strange phenomenon like that, bring it to Above Top Secret. And I'd love to see some threads that start talking about this weird stuff, cats with wings. That's crazy. I couldn't even believe I saw that. That was nuts. Anyways, I guess it's time for you to open that bunker door, head for home. Stay safe, everybody. Be careful out there. We're going to meet again real soon, and we'll investigate some more weird stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com.
When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society. That's
turned into this. Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connolly had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was
on the board. Yeah. Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is, a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to you on podcast, and just a couple things I want to share as I was listening to you. These thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Do tell. Every day at AboveTopSecret.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous things sometimes.